Several Maryland Democrats are proposing sweeping overhauls to how the nation's congressional districts are drawn. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the details from Washington on competing bills that have the same goal, taking the politics out of how the nation's lawmakers are chosen.
Let's start this story across the Potomac. Virginia has a Democratic governor, two Democratic U.S. senators, and went for Hillary Clinton in the last election. Still, in the U.S. House, the state is represented by seven Republicans and only four Democrats. But in Maryland and Massachusetts, Democrats drew the lines to keep Republicans largely locked out. That has rankled Maryland's Republican governor and, apparently, Maryland freshman Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin, who has introduced a bill to take redistricting out of the hands of state lawmakers and give it to independent commissions.
You know, if your car isn't working right, you don't need a new message. You need a new car. And if your engine's not working, you don't need a new message. You need a new engine. And American democracy needs a new engine.
The bill goes farther than just setting up independent commissions to draw district lines. Raskin wants ranked choice voting for House members, which means voters would list their top candidates instead of picking between just a Republican and a Democrat. Then candidates would slowly be winnowed out of the race if they didn't meet the threshold. And as the lowest vote getters are knocked out, voters' second and third choices then garner their support, which Raskin says empowers all of us.
We've got to move from the zero-sum game, winner-take-all politics of single-member districts to the multi-member, multi-winner districts that will open up American democracy to new voices and new choices.
Maryland Democrat John Delaney won his western and northern district because of Democratic gerrymandering after the last census. Still, he's a sponsor of the Open Our Democracy Act, which creates independent commissions to draw congressional district lines.
The Congress should pass a law that says states are required to use independent commissions to establish the district lines. Justice Scalia, in prior opinion, said that that was constitutional under the Elections Clause of the Constitution. So that's clearly the answer for this gerrymandering problem, which goes on all around the country.
The number two Democrat in the House is Maryland's own Steny Hoyer, who is also on board with the effort.
I'm for a nationwide independent redistricting. I'm for an Iowa, California, Arizona type redistricting throughout the country. That's the fair way to do it. Doing it by state doesn't work because then you have one state playing off against another. And I've made that very clear.
But Maryland's lone Republican in Congress opposes the efforts. Andy Harris represents the Eastern Shore. He accuses Democrats, especially former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, of being hypocritical.
Both parties do it. Clearly, in states which are Democrat-controlled, like Maryland, they got very good at it. When I first entered politics, we were a 4-4 split, and now we're a 7-1. And our former governor, Mr. O'Malley, who did the redistricting, now thinks that you should actually have nonpartisan redistricting. I guess he had an epiphany.
Harris says the Constitution gives states the power and the right to draw their own district lines.
I wouldn't mind if we had an amendment to the Constitution like we have in Maryland that says that to the greatest extent possible, districts should be geographically compact and respect geographic and jurisdictional boundaries.
Because of opposition from Republicans like Harris, Raskin and Delaney's bills on redistricting will likely never see the light of day in this GOP-controlled Washington. But they say they're just glad to get the dialogue started. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington for 88.1 WYPR.